devotional. Don't you just love God's Word? You love worship, I know that. I know that you love to worship. But don't you just love God's Word? You see, God's Word and worship to the Father work so well together. And here on Worship Radio 247, because we are a worship radio station, we believe that worship is vital. We believe it's so important, but we cannot just have worship without the Word of God as well. And that is why we have created the Hour One Nugget and David's Daily Devotional. And today we're looking at part 15, and this is Agape Love, this series is called. And today we read from John, the 16th chapter, and I'm going to start at verse 24. Jesus is talking to his disciples here, and he's just finished telling them that he's going to be going away, and he's not going to be around. In actual fact, in verse 17, some of the disciples asked each other, "What does he mean when he says, 'In a little while you won't see me, but then you will see me, and I'm going to the Father'? What does he mean by a little while? We don't understand." And Jesus realized right at that moment that they didn't understand. So he says, a little bit later on in verse 24, he says, "You haven't done this before. Ask using my name, and you will receive, and you will have abundant joy. I have spoken of these matters in figures of speech, but soon I will stop speaking figuratively and will tell you plainly all about the Father. Then you will ask in my name. I'm not saying I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you dearly because you love me and believe that I came from God. For the Father himself loves you dearly because you love me and believe that I came from God." There is the crux of the gospel right there in just a few words, beloved. The very crux, the very epicenter of the gospel is right there. For the Father himself loves you dearly because you love me. You see, the Father loves you because you love Jesus, and Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit are three in one. Three in one, that is the Trinity. Because you love me and believe that I came from God. Because you love Jesus so much and you believe that he came from God. He is God's Son. He is part of the three in one. He is part of the Trinity. That is why the Father loves you so intently. Jesus is talking here and says, "Okay, I've been speaking in figures of speech and you haven't understood. But soon I'll stop speaking figuratively and will tell you plainly about the Father." I believe what Jesus is saying to the disciples right there is, look, this is what's going to happen. I've been speaking figuratively. I've been speaking in figures of speech to you, and you've not understood. But when I go away and I come back through the Holy Spirit, you're going to understand perfectly. And that is what happens at Pentecost. Turn with me real quick to the Acts of the Apostles. And turn with me to chapter 2, and we'll look at verse 1 onwards. On the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. Suddenly there was a sound from heaven like the roaring of a mighty windstorm, and it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. The Bible says, and everyone, say everyone, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. That doesn't mean to say they all started speaking in tongues all together right immediately. No, 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 no. One did, then another did, then another did, then someone else did, then someone at the back did, and then someone in the front did. It just happened like this, all over the place. There began people speaking in tongues. And oftentimes people say to me, I can't speak in tongues, I don't know what to happen. I don't know what to do. And they wait and nothing happens. But the Holy Spirit, beloved, is the one that gives you utterance. The Holy Spirit, beloved, is the one who is going to stop speaking figuratively and speak plainly so that you know the Father. And that is what is happening here on Worship Radio 247. The Father is speaking via the Holy Spirit to you every single day. I know this. I know it that I know it that I know it that I know it. And I was looking at this scripture before I began to broadcast it. And I looked at it and I thought, Lord, I don't know what you want me to say. I have no idea. I just know I have to speak on this verse, but Father, I don't know what you want me to say. And if I've got nothing to say, the Lord says to me, then be quiet. And so therefore, I have sometimes gone into churches and I've spoken for an hour and a quarter. Other times I've spoken for 10 minutes. Other times I've spoken for a few minutes. Why? Because I only speak if I'm certain God wants to say something. And today we're talking about agape love. And today we're talking about that unconditional love that comes from God and gives us the power to also love unconditionally, which means there is no condition that is put on our love for other people because we are loving the way God wants us to love. Love one another as I have loved you, says Jesus. That's not figuratively speaking. That is plain speaking. That is as plain as it can possibly be. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. This is Jesus' commandment. And that commandment comes from Almighty God. And what is wonderful is that it is the Holy Spirit that gives us that ability, as it is the Holy Spirit that gives us the ability to speak in another language, as it is the Holy Spirit that loves us, as it is the Holy Spirit that fills us full of His love and full of His power. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel, and you will do even greater things than I have done. And Jesus raised people from the dead. But this is through the power of the Holy Spirit. He heals through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's nothing to do with me. It's nothing to do with you. It is nothing to do with me. It is all about Him. It's all about you, Jesus. All about you. I diminish, and He explodes. Are you hearing this? I, as a preacher, diminish, and He, as God, explodes. He, as the Holy Spirit, explodes in your life. Lord. And I am sensing now that you're listening to this broadcast and you're saying, I am longing to be filled full of the Holy Spirit. I am longing to have that joy. I am longing to feel that power in my life. I am longing to have the love of God pour out of my life? Well, you can. And today. In fact, right now. Then what looked like flames or tongues of fire appeared and settled on each one of them, and everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit. Do you want this? Just say yes, right now, just say yes. Just say yes again, and yes again. And raise your hands in the air, for I am gonna pray. Heavenly Father, your beloved people who have said yes are waiting for the power of your Holy Spirit to pour into them and to fill them full of overflowing, to fill them until they can take no more, to fill them full of your love, to fill them full of your joy, and to fill them full of your mighty power. Father, pour into their lives now, I pray, in Jesus' name. Sense his power now. That is the wind of the Holy Spirit. It is called Ruach. Say that word, Ruach. Say after me, fill me, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Fill me full of your joy. Fill me full of your peace. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know what's going on, beloved, but I sense someone is being healed of a heart condition right now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody with a respiratory problem that is being healed right now in Jesus' name. And the Lord says to you, I am healing you. You must stop smoking today, now. Someone is being healed of severe shoulder pain. I believe it's in the right shoulder. I believe that pain is going. Someone is being healed now in Jesus' name of sciatica. Oh Lord, you are wonderful. Keep healing, Lord. And can you sense the joy? Can you sense the joy bubbling up from the depths of your heart? Inexpressible joy. That is the Holy Spirit. We're going to continue to worship now. In the mighty name of Jesus, be blessed. And I want to hear your testimony. Send me a testimony. Send me a praise report. Studio at worshipradio247.org. We are waiting.